What's going on, everybody? My name is Jim Shear, and welcome to the free-for-all on Milk It Radio. On today's episode, I will review the motion picture Straight Outta Compton. 4 weeks late, but better late than never. And as sort of a supplement to that, I'm going to play some music from the NWA family tree. I've also got your music headlines of the week, and of course, I've got some new music for you. And in our first block, which I want to call the popular blues-minded musicians who have temporarily left their day job bands to play with another band block, I've got the song Leather Jacket from Thunder Bitch, I don't know if you'd call it the solo project of Brittany Howard from Alabama Shake, but she is the front woman of Thunder Bitch. But before that, I've got Out of My Mind from The Arcs, and the frontman of this band is Dan Arbuck from the Black Keys. And I guess for years, he was just jamming out with his buddies, and this year they combed through the material, and they looked at each other and said, we should put out an album. And they did. And I've got the lead single from it right now, Out of My Mind, from The Arcs, spelled A-R-C-S. On the free-for-all. Enjoy.
I heard I lost my self-control. But everything I did just went and turned to gold. I love the pictures on the wall, reminding me of what I lost to get.
Oh, Love dancing.
I Feel Love Every Million Miles from The Dead Weather off of their brand new album Dodge and Burn, which comes out on September 25th. And The Dead Weather, of course, is the brainchild of Jack White. And that will conclude our popular blues-minded musicians who have temporarily left their day job bands to play with another band block. And right now it is time for the music headlines of the week. Black Sabbath have announced dates for their farewell tour, appropriately called The End. They'll be playing North America in early 2016. The North American leg kicks off January 20th in Omaha, Nebraska, and wraps up February 25th at Madison Square Garden in New York City. And if you doubt that Black Sabbath is actually retiring from the road, because, you know, many bands go on farewell tours that last 20 or 30 years, 67-year-old guitarist Tony Iommi told the Birmingham Mail, "I can't actually do this anymore. My body won't take it much more." Composer Robert Ziegler, who worked with Radiohead on their last studio album, The King of Limbs, which came out in 2011, tweeted three pictures of Radiohead in the studio. So yes, it appears that Radiohead is working on their next studio album, but the pictures were promptly deleted, although it looks like Radiohead in these pictures was working with a full-string orchestra. As for an album release date, I don't got that for you. Sam Smith confirmed that he will be doing the next Bond theme song for the film Spectre, and Disclosure confirmed that they have provided additional production on the track. And finally, the number one album on the Billboard Hot 100 is Can't Feel My Face from The Weeknd. The number one album on the Billboard 200 is Immortalized from Disturbed for a second straight week. A rock album at number one for a second straight week. All right. The number one song on iTunes is What Do You Mean from Justin Bieber. And the number one album on iTunes is Beauty Behind the Madness from The Weeknd. And right now, speaking of older bands and guys who used to be in other bands, I've got a new song from Public Image Limited. And this is the first time, I believe, in their history that they've had the same lineup for two consecutive albums. Here's their latest single, Double Trouble, on the Free For All.
What, you f***ing nagging again? About what? 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 The toilet's f***ing broken again. I repaired that. I told ya, get the plumber in again. And again, and again, and again, and again, and again, and again.
Stirring up and clear the air. And what is what? That's a-
Kratos is domestic bliss.
I'm not afraid to die.
Swarm from the Bohicas, and before that, Drone from Fiddler, a scrappy garage punk band out of Los Angeles, California. And speaking of Southern Cali, right now it is time for my official film review of Straight Outta Compton, which, oh by the way, is now the top-grossing music biopic of all time. So, over the last 4 weeks, I've been very skeptical of this film, just because I don't like music biopics. They always feel like made-for-TV movies, and it doesn't matter if you're the greatest actor on this planet, you're never gonna be cooler than the artist you're portraying. And that's why I opt for the documentary, because you can actually see footage of NWA or Nirvana, the Rolling Stones, Queen, etc., etc. So here is the good and the bad from Straight Outta Compton. I'll start with the bad. First of all, just too much ground to cover in 2 hours and 20 minutes. And we live in the age where the dramatic TV series has been perfected. Wouldn't Straight Outta Compton make an excellent Netflix or AMC series where these stories could breathe better? Secondly, Dr. Dre and Ice Cube were on hand for most of the filming to make sure things went down correctly, and I think that both helped and hurt the film. I think it hurt the film because we don't get to see all of their dimensions. There were a handful of scenes in the movie where Ice Cube has his arm around his wife. And I said to myself, oh, okay, I get it. You're the family man of NWA. But I wanted to see the bad Ice Cube. And then this has been argued over the last couple of months where Dr. Dre has a history of misogyny and abusing women, and that wasn't touched upon in the film. We're all complex human beings, and I wanted to see that complexity more in the film. And then finally, I didn't like the casting of Suge Knight. In the 90s, you hear all of these stories about Suge, and he strikes fear into you. He's this larger-than-life ex-football player that was a badass, and I just needed him to be more of a villain in this movie. But now for the good from Straight Outta Compton. I thought it was better than a made-for-TV movie, and that's a huge compliment for me. Yes, it belonged on the big screen. And then there's a part midway through the film where I couldn't figure out what the story arc was. It felt like I was watching this living outline. Like, this happened, that happened, and then that happened. But once you figure out that the story is being told through the eyes of Eazy-E, it makes it easier to follow, and yes, it gives the movie a proper story arc. I was curious that there wasn't a lot of sex in the movie. I don't know if there was any sex in the movie. Not that I want more sex in the movie, but growing up, listening to these guys' music, I thought there would be more. And maybe they didn't have time to fit that in. The film was entertaining. There was never a dull moment. I mean, come on, you had so much to squeeze in to 2 hours and 20 minutes. And then maybe the greatest compliment of the film is that immediately following it, I wanted to listen to NWA music, which we will do right now on the free-for-all. And I'm going to take you through the NWA family tree as I experienced it growing up as a teenager in Pittsburgh. So the first song I got is Radio from Eazy-E off of his 1988 debut album, Easy Does It. And when I was record store shopping as a youngster, I would buy compilation tapes just because you got to listen to 20 different artists by buying one single tape. This song was on that cassette, and you'll hear that NWA was geared and ready to go at this point in time. Following that, I've got Straight Outta Compton, the title track to their proper debut studio album. It's a classic, and listening to this song, you get to hear all of the different voices of NWA, and it just makes you yearn for the hip-hop group. Because as you know, we live in the age of the solo hip-hop artist. And then I'm gonna end the block with It's Funky Enough from the DOC off of his 1989 album, No One Can Do It Better. And the DOC wrote a whole bunch of rhymes for NWA and Dr. Dre after that. A talented MC, but shortly after he put out this album, he got into a car accident, and I believe his larynx was crushed, and it ruined his voice. So what could have been for the DOC if he didn't get in that accident? So let's start it all off with radio.
This is radio station KEZE. Hi, this is Greg Mack, Mack Attack. And we're going to go to the phones right now and find out what's going on. Hello, who is this?
Yo, what's up? This is Lorenzo Patterson.
Yo, man, where you calling from?
I'm calling from Compton, and I want to hear EZE's new record.
What's it called, man?
Yo, it's called Radio.
You got it. You call the right station, and here it is.
EZE, rocking nonstop on the radio with the funky fresh hip hop and stereo. Releasing rhymes that you would find demanding, with Dre's beats that are so outstanding. I'm getting busy, if you know what I mean. Always setting me a mark in the hip hop scene. On the radio, the greatest of all times, like Muhammad Ali, cause I punch rhymes. So tune your station and clear all the static, and tell the truth, you didn't know that I had it in me to be easy about the situation. So just kick it and listen to the station playing my music. It's hard to lose it, it's constantly on request, cause you choose it. I'm Easy E, my rap is strong,
and your radio's deaf when my record's on. You wanna know why? Because I'm on the radio.
Yeah, Ruthless Radio is in effect. Dr. Dre and Yellow Boys in your system. And right about now we got Easy E and MC Ren in the studio taking calls. So give them a call and ask them how they're doing.
Hello, this is Easy E, what's your name?
Hi, this is Joyce. I'd like to know if I can have your phone number.
Yes, 976. Now I wanna turn up my box and make much noise and rock the party and shock all the B-boys. Stick on my radio from phone on to tune up. I wouldn't have did it later, but sooner. Now move my antenna to the center and grab a hold of the handle and enter, then bust a rhyme. You know I won't quit it. Am I lying, Ren?
Man, you know you with it.
Your request is clear that you're giving. Without Eazy-E, you wouldn't be living with me on a top 10 or a mix show. So hit the power button.
About to witness the strength of street knowledge.
Yeah.
where you from?
Straight out of Compton, a brother with his finger on the trigger. For punks I take out, my rep gets bigger. I'm the ruthless villain and you know this, but the suckers in the public won't show this. But I don't really care, I'ma make my snaps. If not from the records, from jacking a crap, it's like burglary. The definition is jacking, but when illegally armed, it's called packing. Like a fool out in the set, I find somebody talking trash and put them in check. So if you had a show in the front row, I'ma call you a sucker if you don't go with the flow. You probably get mad like a punk is supposed to, but that shows me, yo, you're composed to a crazy low brother from the street. Attitude legit, cause I'm ready to hit. Empty rear controls the automatic. For any fool in my way, it starts static. Not a right hand, cause I'm the hand itself. Every time I pull an AK off the shelf, the security is maximum, and that's a law. R-E-N spells rim, but I'm raw. See, cause people know me as a villain. The definition is clear, you're the witness of a killing. It's taking place without a clue. And once you're on the scope, you know you're through. Look, you might take it as a trip, but a brother like Grant is on a gangster tip straight out of Compton. Compton, Compton, Compton. Compton. Easy as his name and the boys coming.
Straight out of Compton. It's a brother that'll smother your mother and make your sister think I love her. Dangerous young brother raising hell. And if I ever get caught, I'll make bail. See, I don't really care. That's the problem. When I see a police, I don't dodge them. But I'm smart, lay low, creep a while. And when I see the punk pass, I smile. To me, it's kinda funny. The attitude showing suckers driving. But don't know where the hell they going, just rolling. Looking for the one they call easy. But here's a flash that never sees me. Ruthless, never seen like a shadow in the dark. Except when I unload. You see a spark and talk over a hesitation. And hear the scream of the one who got the lead penetration. Feel a little gust of wind, and no objective. And leave a memory no one will be forgetting. So what about the girl who got shot? Oh, you think I give a damn about a girl? I ain't a sucker. This is the autobiography of the E. And if you ever mess with me, you get taken by a stupid dope brother who is mother. Word to the mother, yeah, straight out of Compton.
Compton, Compton, Compton. Compton.
That's the way it goes in the city of Compton, boy, boy, boy.
Yeah! Ha, 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 ha! Rastafari, the son of a da-ba!
Drop the lyrics. All right.
One, and in comes the two to the three and four. Then I drop the beat I have in store. Lay the lyrics on the top like a rug. Make it sound smoother, later make a dub. Enunciate well, so that you can tell. I am not illiterate, no, not even a little bit. Nothing like an idiot. Get it? You want the record? Cool, I'm with it. Let the rhythm take you. Shake it cause it makes you. As I turn the knob to the door, you escape through. Going like a gnat, don't be a pup. And I let it play cause Dre say it's funky enough. Smooth lyrics that take place. If you want another reason why it must be funky, yo, I am not a jackass, meaning not a donkey. So I will play the game like it should be played. Drop the fuck and do the mix so the bass will never fade. Ship it to the station in your jurisdiction. Brothers say I'm dope and the others think I'm bitching. No crowd can avoid the D-O to the C. When I'm P-E-O-R-4-I-M-I-N-G on the stage, see the simple fact is I am dope and known. I rock a funky beat without a court. So conclusion, you will enjoy the fusion, and I will ascend with the style that I am using. Knowing that it's tough, and it's not a buff, I think I'll let it play, cause Dre said it's funky enough. Hip-hop music, so check it. Listen to the kick, popping with a click. And with no rehearses, I'm dropping funky verses. Stupid with the bitch, with the thing that you are relying on. You love it when it battles, is the fact that I am buying on. Suckers, never come close cause of knowing. There's no stuff in the dock when I am flowing. But in the event, someone would try to juice this. Stop
stop him in his tracks, show him that I am ruthless. I don't give a damn, don't think that I am joking, cause I don't think it's funny when you're messing with my money. And stupid tell me this, you'll try, you gotta stop him, but with no frills, so I just drop him. Continue with the rhyme and make sure I get mine with no static, cause it's over. And SMG to get my nine, but lessons have been learned, now I get it all in front and let it play when the people say, Trey, oh, you're Miss Funky and now. To the sea, I need a break so I can check around. See who the hell that is sitting down. I want all chairs off the floor. And if he stands to the wall, show him the door. And I'm picking the beat to give you something to rock to. Now go non stop, do not to look at the clock. You perceive, but can't believe you're being taken. Vibe beat so cool, you start shaking and shivering. Cause I'm delivering the answer. Haven't seen if you're a hell of a dancer. You tried sitting, but it just won't work. Cause the beat is so rough, so tell me, tell it, don't be funky or not. Dr. Dre, kick it.
A little D.O.C., and right now we head into the year 1990. Following N.W.A.'s debut album, Ice Cube wanted more money, he wanted a contract, he didn't get it, so he decides to go solo. And who works with him on his debut album? None other than Public Enemy's Bomb Squad. So I've got the track Endangered Species, Tales from the Dark Side, off of Ice Cube's 1990 debut album, America's Most Wanted, featuring Public Enemy's Chuck D. In that same year, Ice Cube will appear on the track Burn Hollywood Burn off of Public Enemy's Fear of a Black Planet. And I wonder back then if Ice Cube even thought there would be an NWA biopic being the king of Hollywood for three straight weeks. And following Burn Hollywood Burn, I've got the track Appetite for Destruction off NWA's sophomore album, their first album without Ice Cube. And as you will hear, the fire and the production are still there. They're just missing that spark known as Ice Cube, but it's still a heck of a song. So let's start it all off with Endangered Species, Tales from the Dark Side, from Ice Cube on the Free For All.
Peace! Don't make me laugh. All I hear is suckers rapping sucker trash, living long, telling me to get out the game. But I'm a nigga, gotta live by the trigger. How the hell do you figure that I can say peace and the gunshots won't cease? Every cop killing goes ignored. They just send another brother to the morgue. A point scored, they can give a damn about us. They'd rather catch us with guns and white powder. If I was old, they'd probably be friend of me. Since I'm young, they consider me the enemy. They'll kill 10 of me to get the job correct, to serve, protect, and break a brother's neck. But I'm the one with a trunk of funk, and fuck the police in a tape deck. You should listen to me, cause there's more to see. Call my neighborhood a ghetto, cause the house is minorities. The other color don't know, you can rub an eye high. These are tales from the dark side.
All of us are in danger, damn.
Standing in the middle of war, every minute we flex. When we die, we will make jet. Ebony can't see to the light side. The term they apply to us is a nigga. Call it what you want, cause I'm coming from the corner. Same applies with a PhD. Who's black, don't wanna roll. Sells his soul, watch his head go rolling. Who the fuck are they fooling? Nobody knows, but I suppose the color of my clothes match the color of the one on my face as they wonder what's under my waist.
Standing on the bed.
See them getting brown, that's a fact. Got a fear in the Bozak. Run, 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 the ass up, they cannot hide. Get cute, they can't pop with the dark side. Burn, I smell a riot going on. First the guilty, now they're gone. Yeah, I'll check out a movie.
but it'll take a black one to move me. Get me the hell away from this TV. All this news and views are beneath me. So all I hear about is shots ringing out about gang putting each other's head out. So I'd rather kick some slang out. Alright fellas, let's go hang out. Hollywood or would they not make us all look bad like I know they had? But some things I'll never forget, yeah. So step and fetch this shit. For all the years we looked like clowns, the joke is over, smell the smoke from all around.
Wanna see me? Big Daddy is smooth word to mother. Let's check out a flick that exploits the color. Rolling through Hollywood late at night. Red and blue lights with a common sight. Pull to the curb, get played like a sucker. Don't fight the power, the motherfucker.
As I walk the streets of Hollywood Boulevard, big and hard it was for those who starred in the movies portraying the roles of butlers and maids, slaves and hoes. Many intelligent black men seem to look uncivilized when on the screen. Like I guess I figure you to play some jigaboo on the plantation. What else can a nigga do? And black women in this profession, as for playing a lawyer, out of the question. For what they played, Angel Mama is the perfect term, even if now she got a perm. So let's make our own movies like Spike Lee, cause the roles being offered don't strike me as nothing that the black man could use to earn. Burn Hollywood, burn!
Now we're considering you for a part in our new production. How do you feel about playing a controversial Negro?
Yeah, I'm with it. You mean somebody like you would be new Negro Brown, right?
Well, it's a servant, Arthur, that shuffles a little bit and sings.
Yo, man, what?
Hey, Q, can't play. Listen, I hope they ain't wasting my time. You know how I feel about giving these movies my money. You know what I'm saying? I work hard for it.
Come on, man. It's gonna be dope, man.
Movies chill, man.
Hey, I'm chill too, man. But you know what I'm saying? I just don't. I can't go for the Steel Magnolia shit. You know what I'm saying?
It's cool, man. It's cool.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's feature presentation: Driving Miss Daisy.
No, man.
Just what I'm talking about. It's turned to the dim shit. Yo, I'm out of here. Man.
Hey, yo, check it out, man. I got Black C's at the crib, man. Y'all want to go check that out?
Yeah. That's the idea. We could have rolled it from the beginning. Y'all with it,
man. Fuck Hollywood, man.
For wasting and tasting the blood. Murder, I heard her when she screamed and dropped, cause her son caught the slug. Relay this to no choice, and listen to the straight up man before they ban the boys. While I rhyme to the rhythm of a pop, remember the first brother to run is the first to get shot. Whoever said that what I say, a betrayer's negativity, need to come kick it in the city with me and find the black and crack. In fact, they take that back because they really can't deal with that. There's too many brothers to try to calm. If other people could get it, nobody wouldn't deal with it. Appetite for destruction, but before he decides to quit, he gotta commit murder in the first degree, a manslaughter, taking the life of his wife and young daughter. A whole city of women that be smoking up, and the brothers is killing and straight looking up. Whoever said what I'm saying for greed, then I ain't even what they trying to feed. My appetite for destruction.
You gotta know who I'm talking to.
The appetite is tremendous, so I'm gonna spend this. Track with some violence because they asked me to end this. Some trouble out of coke cause I was nausey. Some brother tried to take advantage because of the kamikaze. He took a sweep of my head, thought I was faded. Started running for the door, but it seems he never made it. The sound of the nine went, and I don't care to blast cause it ain't no thing. Cause I'm a brother you can't sleep on, so set the alarm because I hit and destroy like a bomb. I do damage with a nine in my hand, but the average sucker that don't know me don't understand. I'm from the streets, so therefore shoot one more, and that's a million and one that couldn't hang with the appetite, cause they wasn't rapping right, so I had to destroy whoever was standing in my presence for interfering with the essence appetite for destruction.
Cops put a hurting on you, hell, yeah. You know, they really degrade you. Yeah, folks don't believe you. They don't believe cops degrade. Oh, come on, those people are resisting the rap.
Check it out, y'all, in the house, y'all, so I can show and flow and let the people know. So won't you ease on down to the yellow brick road to Compton, but first let me show you something. I possess the ticket mammoths of the hip-hop cause some static. Number four, here's what's in store. A crazy young brother that remains hardcore. Fifth one, my killing has just begun. I pulled out my gun, now they're keeping me on the run. Step six, kinda tricky. Can't forget that I'm one that won't quit. To the ones that try to play the E. By the time you get to seven, you'll be 6 feet deep. Number eight, make no mistake. Move real sneaky and you're bound to catch your prey. Ninth one, I gotta be raw. Get any brainwashing man-made law. Last but not least, I must be real. Number 10 is my appetite.
Chills. The beat on that song is so freaking good. Dr. Dre is a genius. And following that NWA album, Dr. Dre decides to go solo, and he teams up with an unknown rapper who went by the name of Snoop Doggy Dogg. And the first song they do together is a track called Deep Cover off of the Deep Cover motion picture soundtrack. Few things about this song. First of all, I don't advocate shooting undercover cops, but keep in mind that this song was written for a movie, so it kind of has to have that dark, menacing, cinematic feel to it. Secondly, the bass line of this song might be my favorite bass line of all time. I could hum it all day long. And then finally, Dr. Dre is a true master of alternate lyrics. Because in his explicit songs, he would actually go in and create alternate lyrics so the song could be played on radio. And unfortunately, that practice was not continued for future rap generations. I remember in the 2000s, whenever they would play an edit of a rap song, it just sounded something like this. They would just cut out all of the swear words, and I thought to myself, why don't you do alternate lyrics like Dr. Dre did? Most of the time, his clean lyrics were better than his explicit lyrics. So right now, enjoy the greatest bass line of all time, Deep Cover from Dr. Dre, introducing Snoop Doggy Dogg.
Tonight's the night that I plan my hit.
Yeah.
Deep cover on the incognito tip. Breaking fools off if I have to. Filling gaps to show you so you know I'm coming at you. I guess that's part of the game. But I know it's somebody who think they just gonna come and change things with the swiftness. So get it right with the quickness and let me handle my business. Yo, I'm on a mission and my mission won't stop until I get the one who maxing at the top.
I hope you get his ass before he drop.
Kingpin kicking back while his record sling his rocks. Coming up like a fat rat. Big money, big cars, big bodyguards on his back. So it's difficult to get him.
But I got the hooker with somebody who knows how to get in contact with him.
Hit him like this and like that. Let him know that I'm looking for a big fat dope sack. What ends the spin, so let's rush it. If he wanna handle it tonight, we'll discuss it. Do it on his time, at the fool's place. Take my strap just in case one of his boys recognize my face. Cause if he do, then he's another witness to hit. Because I'm going deep cover, yeah, and yeah, don't stop.
Cause it's 187 on an undercover car.
Yeah, and yeah, don't stop.
Cause it's 187 on an undercover car.
Creep with me as I crawl through the hood. Maniac, lunatic, call him Snoop Eastwood. Kicking dust as I bust police. And you never hear me howling about peace. So yo, you should know I don't care for a cop. So why would you really ever think that it would stop? Plot, yeah, that's what we's about to do. Take your ass on a mission with the boys in blue. Dre,
what up Snoop?
Yo, I got the feeling, tonight's the night like Betty White. And I'm chilling, killing, feeling, no remorse, yeah. So let's go straight to the undercover source and see what we can find. Crooked cops that pop us and give us a gang of time. And now they wanna make a deal with me. Scoop me up and put me on their team and chill with me. And make my pockets fat. They wanna meet with me tonight at 7 o'clock. So what's up with that? What you wanna do?
What you wanna do?
I got the gauge, your Uzi, and my nickel-plated 22. So if you wanna blast, fool, we can buck them. If we stick them, then we stuck them while it's on.
Yeah, and yeah, don't stop.
Cause it's 187 on an undercover car.
Yeah, and yeah, don't stop.
Cause it's 187 on an undercover car.
6:45 was the time on the clock when me and my homie bailed in the parking lot. The scene looked strange and it felt like a setup.
Bet not be, cause if it is, they getting lit up.
Oh, here they come from the back and they lax. I'm checking for their gats, they strap. So what's up, Black?
Chill, let's hit a deal. If it ain't up to what you feel, then grab your steel.
Rise up.
what you undercovers don't come at me with. Hope you ain't wanting none of my dope or my grip. Yo,
guess what they told me?
We give you 20 G's if you snitch on your homie. We'll put you in a home and make your life flush. Oh yeah, but you gotta sell dope for us. Let me think about it. Turn my back and grab my gat. And guess what I told him before I shot it? If you don't quit, yeah. If you don't stop, yeah, I'm letting my gat pop. Cause it's
187 on an undercover cop.
Yeah, if you don't stop.
Cause it's 187 on an undercover cop.
Yeah, if you don't stop.
Cause it's 187 on an undercover cop.
Yeah, if you don't stop.
Cause it's 187 on an undercover cop.
Yeah, if you don't stop.
Cause it's 187 on an undercover cop.
Deep cover from Dr. Dre and Snoop Doggy Dogg, before he became known simply as Snoop Dogg. And that is going to do it for another episode of the Free For All. And listening back to the NWA family tree, we could have gone on for another 3 or 4 months. We didn't even hear songs from Eminem, 50 Cent, Bone Thugs and Harmony, Tupac, Kendrick Lamar. So much good music to listen to, and in my opinion, Dr. Dre is one of the greatest producers of all time. And I love him on the mic too, although most of his rhymes were written by the DOC and other talented MCs. And I'm going to end today's show with a song that changed the game. And I don't use that term lightly. This song made legitimate megastars out of Dr. Dre and Snoop Doggy Dogg. I'm talking about Nothing But a G-Thang, the title track off of Dr. Dre's 1992 debut album, The Chronic. And for my money, the clean version of this song always trumps the explicit version. Because I remember watching the video nonstop on MTV, and then when I actually listened to the CD, I thought to myself, these aren't the lyrics. How come Snoop Dogg's not saying bow, wow, wow? So Nothing But a G-Thang from Dr. Dre and Snoop Doggy Dogg. Until next time, my name is Jim Shear, and I will see yins later.
1, 2, 3 into the four. Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr. Dre is at the dope, ready to make an entrance, so whack on up.
Before I have to pull the strap off the cut,
give me the microphone first so I can bust like a bubble. Compton and Long Beach together, now you know you in trouble. Cause ain't nothing but a G-Bang, baby. Two low-def G, so we crazy. Death Row is the label that pays, man. Unfadable, so please don't try to fake this. But back to the lecture at hand. Perfection is perfected, so I'm a lad, I'm understanding. From a young G's perspective, and before me, they got a trick, I have to find a contraceptive. You never know, she could be earning her man, and learning her man, and at the same time burning her man. Now when she burning, I'ma chill for a minute, cause ain't no loving good enough to get burned while I'm offended.
Yeah.
And that's realer than real deal, Holyfield. And now you hookers and hoes know how I feel. Well, if it's good enough to get broke off a proper chunk, I take a small piece of some of that funky stuff. It's like this and like that and like this, and it's like that and like this and like that. It's like this and like that and like this and Drake creeped to the mic like a fan.
Well, I'm peeping and I'm creeping and I'm creeping, but I damn near got kept, cause my beeper kept beeping. Now it's time for me to make my impression felt. So sit back, relax, and strap on your seatbelt. You've never been on a ride like this before. With a producer who can rap and control the maestro at the same time with the dope rhyme that I kick. You know and I know I throw some old funky shit to add to my collection. The selection symbolizes dope. Take a toke but don't choke. If you do, you have no clue of what me and my homie Snoop Dogg came to do.
It's like this and like that and like this and it's like that and like this and like that and it's like this.
And we ain't got no love for those,
so just chill till the next episode. What a hellified gangster lean. Getting funky on the mic like an old batch of collard greens. It's the capital S-O-S oppression, double O-P, D-O-double-G-Y-D-O-double-G, you see. Showing much flex when it's time to wreck a mic. Pimping hoes and clacking a grip like my name was Dolomite. Yeah, and it don't quit. I think they in the mood for another one of those G hits. So Dre,
what up, dog?
We gotta give them what they want.
What's that, G?
We gotta break them off something.
Hell yeah.
And it's gotta be bumping. City of Compton.
It's where it takes place, so a national attention. Mobbing with the dog pound.
Bow, wow, wow.
Dropping the funky tracks is making the suckers just mumble. When I'm on the mic, it's
crackers like a cookie, they all crumble. Try to get close and you're bound to get smacked. My little homie Snoop Doggy Dogg has got my back. Never let me slip, cause if I slip, then I'm slipping. But if I got my Nina, then you know I'm straight tripping. And I'ma continue to put the rap down, put the Mac down. And if your woman wanna trip, I have to put the smack down. Yeah, and you don't stop. I told you I'm just like a clock when I tick and I talk. But I'm never off, always on till the break of dawn. See you when BTON in the city they call Long Beach. Putting the straight together like my homie DOC. No one can do it better like this, that, and this, and it's like that, and like this, and like that, and it's like this. Then we ain't got no love for those.
So just chill till the next episode.